Everything is recorded in destiny. The fact that one's life happens according to his or her destiny, which is determined by Allah, is a grace and a wonderful manifestation of His names, All Merciful, Most Merciful. Believers who know this display eagerness, joy, and patience in the face of hardships, for they understand that Allah has created everything for a good purpose and according to His will. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. The keys of the unseen are in His possession. No one knows them but Him. He knows everything in the land and sea. No leaf falls without His knowing it. There is no seed in the darkness of the soil, and nothing moist or dry that is not in a clear book. Surat Al-An'am 59. Given that human beings are bound by time, they can only interpret events by looking at individual moments. Unable to know the future, they may not always see the long-term reason, good and purpose of a particular event. But Allah, who created time and therefore is not bound by it, looks from outside of time at the lives of all beings. Thus, destiny is Allah's knowledge of every present, past, and future event as a single moment. In other words, the events of the future are unknown only for us. For this reason, the test's beginning and end are clear. The past, present, and future are all one in His sight, for time, a human construct, does not apply to Him. But we learn of these events only after we have experienced them. Those who believe in destiny are patient in all situations and experience the comfort of knowing that everything happens according to His will. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. No misfortune occurs except by Allah's permission. Whoever believes in Allah, He will guide his or her heart. Allah has knowledge of all things. Surat At-Takibun 11. Unbelievers who have no understanding of destiny endure great anxiety, stress, and discontent, totally unlike believers, who are content as a mercy from Allah, secure in the knowledge that they are surrounded by His endless mercy and that everything happens for a reason. Believers may encounter anxiety and hardship, such as the loss of their possessions or physical strength, illness, injury or death, but they accept these as tests, as wonderful manifestations of His name, All Merciful and Most Merciful. They realize that their moral character in such situations has great value in His sight. This pleasure, which belongs only to believers, enables them to face any difficulty without the accompanying feelings of sorrow, stress, pain, panic, or fear that are common among unbelievers. Allah will turn the apparent evil into good for them, bring them through the test, and reward them both in this world and the next for their patience and endure. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah will not give the unbelievers any way against the believers. Surat An-Nisa 141. Those who trust and rely on Allah no longer experience any fear or sadness. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Those who say, "Our Lord is Allah," and then go straight will feel no fear and will know no sorrow. Surat Al-Ahqaf 13. Not so. All who submit themselves complete to Allah and are good doers will find their reward with their Lord. They will feel no fear and will know no sorrow. Surat Al-Baqarah 112. Yes, the friends of Allah will feel no fear and will know no sorrow. Those who believe and have done their duty, there is good news for them in the life of this world and the hereafter. There is no changing the words of Allah. That is the great victory. Surah Yunus 62-64. Allah also says that those who believe and submit to Him have taken hold of the firmest handhold, one that will never break off. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Those who submit themselves completely to Allah and do good have grasped the firmest handhold. The end result of all affairs is with Allah. Surah Luqman 22. There is no compulsion where religion is concerned. Right guidance has become clearly distinct from error. Anyone who rejects false deities and believes in Allah has grasped the firmest handhold, which will never give away. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Surah Al-Baqarah 256. The eager, joyful, and strong character that believers display in the face of difficulties and anxiety comes from their belief in Allah, destiny, and the hereafter, as well as from their submission to Him. The messengers and sincere believers are great examples of such submission and strength. Among these people are the sorcerers in Pharaoh's court, who accepted Moses, peace be upon him, death, and later were threatened by Pharaoh with death. Pharaoh tried to drive these believers off the straight path by threatening them with torture and death. He thought that his army and show of strength would demoralize them, but they told him that they only feared and respected Allah, to whom they turned in times of adversity. Thus, they refused to abandon the trust and submission to Allah that their faith gave them. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Pharaoh said, "Do you believe in him before I have authorized you to do so? He is your chief, the one who taught you magic. I will cut off your hands and feet alternately and have you crucified on palm trunks. Then you will know for certain which of us have the harsher and longer lasting punishment. They say, we will never prefer you to the clear signs that have come to us, nor to him who brought us into being. Decide on any judgment you like. Your jurisdiction only covers the life of this world. We have believed in our Lord so that he may forgive us for our mistakes and for the magic that you forced us to perform. Allah is better and longer lasting." Surah Taha 71-73.